Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Coffee Talks, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee. I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week. And this week is no exception. Once again, this week I decided to film and record this outside because I just felt like it, although one might say it doesn't feel like June because it is quite chilly today, but that's okay. You know, I'm just enjoying the weather as it is. And I also got a tooth gem or tooth gems. If you're listening to the audio, you can't see it. But if you're on YouTube, there you go. but obviously, and as always, this is not the topic of today's coffee talk. Today we are talking about comparison and comparing yourself. Actually, it is kind of related to me getting tooth gems because I actually saw a friend of mine getting tooth gems and I was like, this is so cute. I want them for myself. And I think a lot of it comes from the fact that when I see something cool, when I see something I like, I kind of want to replicate it. And for so long, especially as a kid, I would become obsessed with people. More specifically, like actors or celebrities. I would like watch a movie, get obsessed with it, and I would take the personality of that person, of that celebrity or that actor or that even that character from a movie, and I would become them because I would be so fascinated and obsessed and amazed by that person or that character that I would want to become them. So I think, as a kid and as a teenager, a lot of my personality was not mine, if that makes sense. It was mine, but it was, I feel like I took a lot of what I saw and just replicated whatever I wanted to be or whatever I aspired to be. Because I would compare myself to all these people and I would want to be them so bad that I would actually try and become them. Wow, that sounds intense. Let me maybe rephrase it all for you. From a very early age, I've always felt like this fascination and this admiration towards love, towards relationship. I think it was something that I really aspired to have. Obviously, as a grown-up, you know, I didn't want to be in love at 7 years old. But it was something that was always in the back of my head at an early age. And so I feel like it molded a lot of my interactions, a lot of the way that I wanted to present myself, and a lot of the way that I developed my personality and my appearance. And I've always felt the need to be appealing, if that makes sense, or to, I don't know, get like validation. And I've always wanted to feel beautiful. And it is one thing for me to feel beautiful, but I've always also wanted, I wanted to feel beautiful in hopes that people would tell me that I'm beautiful. I wanted to get the compliments. And I think the best way that I was able to achieve that was by comparing myself so much and wanted to replicate whatever I thought worked or whatever I thought people were attracted to or whatever I was attracted to. Wow. Okay, we're getting deep today. I did not prepare for this, but we're here for it. And the reason I mentioned being fascinated with love from a very young age, I think it's because it is at the core of this whole thing of wanting to please, of wanting to feel appreciated, of wanting to be told that I'm beautiful, that I'm attractive, that, you know, just wanting to fit within the beauty standards. I think it's natural, but a lot of it for me comes from that desire for love, which, yeah, I know it sounds bad. I know it does. But anyway, where I'm headed with that is that the way for me to be able to do that, or at least the way that I think or that I thought, was the more efficient for me to do that, for me to get there, for me to achieve that, was by comparing myself so much in almost like an analysis mode, if that makes sense. I would compare myself to these celebrities or these people that I looked up to in hopes to find like a formula almost to be able to achieve that or to look like that or to sound like that, even in order for me to be as close as possible to them so I could have whatever they have, or I could be whatever they were, or I could attract whatever people they would attract. And that's bad. I would go as far as saying that all of my teenage years were not really optimal, in the sense that I wasn't really figuring out who I wanted to be, but I was just replicating whatever I saw worked and whatever I saw people were interested in, and I just went along with it. And it's so weird. It's so weird because I am aware of that. I am aware that I was obsessed with, okay, let's be precise here. I was obsessed with Zoella, with the YouTuber Zoe Sugg. And I became so obsessed with her. It was honestly admiration at first, but then I wouldn't say it turned into an obsession, but I wanted to be her so bad that I would buy all the clothes that would resemble her clothes. I would, this is gonna sound so bad, but not just her, but I was just like very in admiration with all the British YouTubers, and I went as far as learning how to speak English with a British accent, and I would speak like that for a little while. And I think that's me as a teenager in a nutshell. That was it. I wanted to become these people so bad. I wanted to be them so bad because their life seemed so fun, and they seemed to be having so much recognition, and I wanted to be seen, I wanted to feel heard, I wanted to be loved and appreciated, that this would be the only way for me to feel that, or that I thought of. Because looking back now, I'm like, this is freaking ridiculous. Like, I am appreciated now for who I am, and for my thoughts, and for the way that I dress, and for, you know, now, at the ripening age of 25 years old, I know who I am more than ever, and probably less than I will tomorrow or in 5 years or 10 years. But for now, the person that I am now is me. But back then, as a teenager specifically, I was this melting pot of everything I thought was cool and appreciable, and I wanted to be that because I would compare myself so much. And that happened not only personality-wise, but more specifically, look-wise. I would want to have a certain appearance. I would become obsessed with, like, Tumblr models. And I would scroll and scroll and scroll on Pinterest, on YouTube, trying to, you know, again, find this magic formula so that I could look a certain way, or I could walk a certain way. I even got as far as wanting to create myself, like, or give myself dimples in the cheeks because I thought they looked cute. But that's like genetic. That's something that happens with your morphology, if that's even a word in English. You know, you can't just give yourself dimples. But I thought I could because I would compare myself to all these people who would have dimples, and I would find it super cute, and I would find it sad that I didn't have dimples, because I did have pimples. But I don't know. It just, looking back now, it sounds freaking ridiculous. And I would be lying if I said that I'm not comparing myself to anyone now, because I am, but just differently. And I'm trying really hard to not compare myself to other people as much as I did, as much as I used to, because I think it is natural for human beings to compare one another and to compare themselves to other people, or even to compare like their friends to another friend, because as human beings we need to know, like, we need to give people and things category. We have to make sense of what we see, of the things surrounding us. So it is only fair and natural for us to compare ourselves and to compare people to a certain extent. I did it too much and it literally became my personality. I didn't have my personality. I didn't know what I liked, what I didn't like. I just liked whatever that person liked. And it is, I guess, a force in itself. It is a skill in itself because I was able to adapt, and I was able to make friends easily, but I didn't have a sense of self. Like, I didn't have any personality. I was so not me that I didn't know who me was. Does that even make sense? I don't know. And at a certain point, it became almost toxic and unhealthy because of that, because I was losing myself so much and I became so obsessed with how other people looked and how other people talked and how other people just literally lived their lives that I was not living mine. I was just so focused on comparing myself and wanting to achieve that. That's literally all I did. And it became unhealthy because I was trying to fit in a certain mold that was, one, not realistic, but second, it was not me. It was not who I am, honestly. So I would say that comparing myself is not good, obviously. It's bad to a certain point, again, because it is natural, as I said. But I feel like now it is a little bit easier not to do so because I've grown, because I'm more mature, and because I've gained, I guess, some sort of wisdom and knowledge. But the way that I do it now is less toxic, because also what would happen is I would become almost jealous and I would envy these people so much. And this is why it was negative and it was toxic. It's because it came also from a place of jealousy, because I couldn't look that way, even though I tried to, obviously, or I couldn't, you know, speak a certain way, or my voice was too deep, or I was not funny enough, or my nose was too crooked, and their nose was so slim and thin and pretty. And I became jealous of everyone I saw for one thing they had that I didn't have. So if somebody had like curly, luscious hair, I would become jealous of their hair. If somebody had a flat stomach, I would be jealous of their flat stomach. So instead of appreciating the people surrounding me, I would just envy every single person. And I would be so bitter about that. They didn't choose to have natural, curly, luscious hair. Like, that's literally their genetic. And while that was happening, I didn't realize everything that I had for myself. And I say this very humbly, in the way that I fit within the beauty standards. I am aware of that now, but as a young adult and as a teenager, I didn't quite realize that. So the only thing for me to do was to compare myself. So again, I could achieve whatever they had, but I was so bitter. I was so jealous of everyone around me because I couldn't be them, or I couldn't be as good looking as them. I didn't have blue eyes. I had green eyes. Now I love my green eyes. I love them. Some may argue that they're not even green, that they're hazel. I don't care. I love my eyes the way that they are. The point is, nobody cares about the color. The fact is, I love them and this is what matters. But back then, that is not the way that I thought. And it's no surprise that I was not confident. You can clearly tell by the way that I'm saying all those things and by the way that I thought back then. And confidence is something that I had to build in order to dissociate myself from that comparison and to not compare myself as much, or compare myself in a different way. So rather than being jealous and envying what other people had, I now have a different approach where I'm like, you know, they have blonde hair and I don't, and that's okay. They're beautiful and I am too. And that was hard. Confidence is hard. It takes so much time to build and so little time to destroy, which is pretty inconvenient if you ask me, but that's the way that it is. And if I could sit here and give you one piece of advice, it would be to focus on your confidence and on what makes you you. Not what makes them them, what makes you you? What makes you unique? What makes people around you like you? What are your little things that make you unique? What are your little quirks? What are your weaknesses? Even realizing that is good. What are your skills? What are your strengths? What, just realizing and focusing on who you are. That's, I think, the main thing here. And again, just as for pretty much everything I say on here, it is easier said than done. But you have to trust the process and you have to trust yourself also. And I know how hard it is, especially nowadays, not to compare yourself with, you know, social media, just the media in general, with this access to people's lives, to what they eat, to what they put on their face, to how they sleep, to when they go to the gym. You know, it's so easy to find someone you look up to and want to be them or want to become them or want to become like similar to them. But I think it's also easy to get lost in that. And I'm not gonna lie to you. Some days I do struggle, and some days I find it hard not to compare myself, and some days I don't feel as pretty as I do sometimes, and sometimes I don't feel as funny or as quirky or as fit or as intelligent or relevant, but you know, this is what happens in life. You can't always be your most perfect self, and you're actually not, you can never be perfect, and nobody is. So what you see on social media, what the person that you look up to, they have their flaws, they have their bad days, they sometimes look at themselves in the mirror and think they're not as beautiful as the world sees them. And you have to remind yourself of that, because we tend to be, I'm saying we because I include myself in there, we tend to be so demanding of ourselves, and we tend to be so hard on ourselves also, because we know every ins and outs of us, of ourselves. But you have to realize that the way that people see you is often way more gentle than the way that you see yourself. And if you need it, maybe ask the people around you, ask your friends and family how they see you, what they appreciate about you. And that might give you a little boost of confidence, and that might make you realize just how important you are and how beautiful you are, the way that you are, you know? So I think that sums it up. I think I'm going to wrap it up here on this really philosophical note. Yeah, that's definitely my cue. So, I'm going to wish you... Wow, that was hectic. That's not the way that it's supposed to go. On that note, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in... Bonjour.